I'm Phil Hayton, chairman of the Necton Area Trust, on the open day of the Marl Pit in the centre of Necton. Sunny day so far. One of five trustees for this site, and we're looking forward to opening it to the public for a first time, just for a preview.
We've done quite a bit of work here, haven't we?
Oh yes. Yeah, we've spent many hours converting this old pit and rubbish dump to an area where you can walk about with your dog and in peace and comfort, looking at the trees that we've selected to remain, and you can see where we've had to cut some because of falling branches and stuff like that.
We've also built a boardwalk.
Oh yes, that was quite a civil engineering project, that. One of the other trustees, Fraser Bateman, was very good at actually getting together data and doing the drawings, and we've made quite a high-level boardwalk that allows you to look at one of the old excavations from a height of around 25 metres. So you get a good view from up there, and we'd recommend you try it.
So what was the Marl Pit?
Well, the Marl Pit is actually probably misnamed because there wasn't actually any marl here. It's mostly sands and gravels that were used for the construction of North Pickenham and other airfields locally. So it's aggregates, really, that were taken from here. And then in recent years, it was used as a kind of unofficial rubbish dump.
We're also looking at putting a wildlife pond down there, aren't we?
We are. And that, of course, from drainage has created a bit of a problem, because even with the heaviest rain, it remains quite dry down there. So we've excavated a pond, and we've put the first part of the liner in, and we'll put the waterproof part hopefully in the next month or two when it gets warm enough to allow the butyl liner some flexibility.
My name's Alice Spain, and I'm one of the trustees of NAT, and this beautiful place is very important to the village because it's a piece of wildlife that it's going to become rarer and rarer over the next 100 years in the country, and it's very quiet and there are so many birds and trees, and it's an experience that school children are going to find it increasingly difficult to get. So I think it's very important for our village, and it's a gorgeous place, and we all feel really better after we come here and do some work to make the place better. It just gives you a lovely feeling. It's priceless, actually.
I'm Paul Stebbings. I was born in Necton, a few hundred yards away from the pit, as we used to call it. I was born in, I think we started as number 8 to Kett's Hill, and then it got renumbered to 25. My granddad, William Stebbings, lived in the End Council House on St Andrew's Lane, and I spent many thousands of hours over here playing as kids, as we all did in this area. I can clearly remember the sewer being at the bottom of his garden, which went out of commission when I got a little bit older as a child, and I can remember him keeping chickens. He had a big chickens hut at the bottom of his garden, and those chickens used to run over the pit, and he always had lots of eggs and what have you, although he stopped keeping chickens by the time I got into my teens. But we as children played over here a lot, and I can remember the village dump being on the corner of the Marl Pit, as it's called now, near St Andrew's Lane, right in the corner. That was filled in after a time. We as children used to build lots of dens and camps, as we used to call them. The pit is, bottom area of the pit is probably unrecognisable from when I used to come down here, but the top bit in the far left-hand corner from where we stand now, that's certainly very recognisable, and the boardwalk area, that again is very recognisable, although erosion seems to have played a part in, and trees etc. seems to have played a part in landscaping the pit itself. But yes, I used to have an air gun. I used to come over here and shoot when other kids were not here, of course. Play on the sewer. I remember going round and jumping over the arms as they span round with the water coming out, or whatever it was. Probably very, very dangerous, but that's what we used to do. And I no longer live in Necton, but I was born and bred in Kett's Hill and lived here for many years. And it's so interesting to see what job you've made of the pit now, and it's going to be a lovely area for the future.
Hello, my name is Emma. I've come down today because I saw the information about the Marl Pit open day on Facebook, and I was very interested to see what's happened over the last couple of years.
Well, thank you very much for coming along. You've had a wander around. What did you think of it?
I thought it was lovely. It's very serene. It's a wonderful day because the sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there is no rain. So, and it's lovely. It's really lovely. It's a very tranquil space, and I think it will be used. It's lovely to see something like this being done to sort of bring something back which was effectively, you know, completely redundant, and making it into something that can be enjoyed.
This has been Paul Young reporting for the Nectar Area Trust.